Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And away we go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we do at this time of the week. And Doug Steffen will be joining us in just a moment. I'm Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And what we do on this program is we look back at the week that was, and we discuss the 10 most talked about stories and the 10 most talked about people on the Talkers Magazine survey. Talkers is the leading trade publication in the talk media industry, and talk media means talk radio, talk television, podcasting, online, on-air broadcasting, which really is one of the most influential platforms in the marketplace of ideas in the American national conversation. And
I'm listening to you. I'm taken by you. You could do the whole thing. I can just sit here and listen to you from the beginning of the hour to the end of the hour. That'd be very cool, Michael.
I was worried about you. I didn't know where you were.
I got stuck in a compromising position.
The worst. One should take care of those things earlier in the morning.
I know that, right? I should be doing it. But sometimes nature calls at strange times. That's how it works in the real radio world. All right, let's get to it. The top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Why don't you start, Michael, by going through the story list, because there are a number there that I would like us to take apart and examine from your perspective. But let's have the list first.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff on the list, and we have ties. So there's a lot of stuff that's being talked about in the conversation. We're not at a time right now where it's all one subject, as we have often had during the past year. We're breaking down into issues again, policies and debates. It's kind of refreshing. At number 10, we have Sarkozy convicted of corruption, and that's tied with British royal family gossip. So it's a couple of stories that
A lot of focus on Harry and Meghan's interview on CBS with Oprah and what they're going to say. And then on the other side, the Sarkozy thing, when you read that, you think you're reading about American politicians.
Oh, yeah. A conservative politician, former president, who is hoping to make a comeback, faces possible prison. Mm-hmm. And number 9, we have climate change and space exploration, both somewhat aspects of the science world, and both important.
New hotel in space. You ready for that? You going to sign up? Let's take a trip.
I probably would wind up becoming nauseated.
Boeing is building a plane that supposedly will take off from most airports or something like that and fly up to these hotels. They're going to make an industry out of it. Space. I would like to take a space vacation, wouldn't you?
Theoretically, intellectually, I'd love to.
Yeah.
But I really don't know whether or not my inner ear. You know, I get car sick. Car sick if we turn the corner improperly, all the way back to when I was a kid. Really? I mean, even John Glenn, when he went back into space on the space shuttle several years ago, John Glenn, an iconic astronaut, he threw up.
Right.
In the first.
There's a lot of that. Remember, when I went to the Houston Space Center, the guy who I did a program from there, a couple actually, he wanted me to go up in rocket. What do they call it? The comet? Rocket or something.
Oh, the Vomit
like
Comet.
The Vomit Comet.
I mean, can you imagine?
It's a 707. They go straight up into the air, to almost 100,000 feet, and then they do a deep dive back again so that the people in the plane can experience weightlessness. And that's where they shot Apollo 13. Tom Hanks talked about, and Kevin Bacon, how sick they got, because they were in that plane when they were doing some of the scenes. And wow, how about?
I mean, have you? I don't know. I don't know how you are when it comes to that type of situation.
I don't.
Have you ever found when you're traveling on a normal business trip or whatever, and you get stuck with one of the small planes as opposed to a big plane?
Nope, not me. I don't go on the those RJ things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the puddle jumpers, and it shakes a little bit as it's coming in turbulence. And
yeah.
That alone can ruin my day, you know, in terms of, you know.
Coming back from Denver last weekend, we had a lot of rocky rides, especially over the central part of the country. I mean, I haven't had rocky rides for a long time. Most of the pilots are able to get around it. They go above it. They go around it. But this guy couldn't escape it, and it was, well, the people, I didn't mind it because I'm used to it, but there were people around me, man, they were looking a little peaked.
Yeah, so, no, it's, so that's one of the aspects of space travel. The other thing about space travel is it's very dangerous. I mean, it is dangerous. They're not going to be able to make it safe for a long time, if ever. And, you know,
now there's more debris coming. You see my friend Tucker's new TV show on NBC on Monday night? 10 o'clock Eastern, called Debris. Jonathan Tucker is the star, and he and I are great friends.
When you said Tucker on TV, I was thinking of the other guy, you know, Tucker.
No, Tucker calls it. No, this guy. No relation whatsoever. And so he, you know, the idea of this program is that we are hit by debris from space of a rocket ship that exploded. And as it comes down, it hits a lot of our satellites and explodes them.
There's all kinds of garbage flying around there.
My God.
But then there's the radiation factor.
Right.
So look, I am all for space travel, and I mean, I love that stuff. That's my favorite subject, beside, you know, media. I love astrophysics. I love all that stuff. I follow it. I spend a lot of time with it. But I don't know whether it's for me personally. I regret that, because I would think being in space is probably an experience that is truly mind-expanding.
You know, one would wonder, I'm not being facetious with this. With all the talk, I was talking to Nick Miles, who does a car report from our auto expert, and he had his second shot this week. And he said he was so sick for a couple of days that he said I felt like I was dying, or I wanted to. I was sick.
You're talking about the vaccine now?
Yeah, the second shot. And so, you know, a lot of times people say going in some of these, you know, the spaceships and the things, that is akin to what some people are feeling like with these COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, some of the vaccines are making people a little bit ill. A couple of fever reports I've gotten from someone. Yeah. I
had my first shot. Didn't bother me at all this week.
That's good. Thank goodness for that. I was talking to Dr. Dahlia Wax, who's a pretty well-known physician on radio. And she's really objective and very smart and fun.
Yeah.
And she just had her second
shot. See, fun she is that.
Yeah.
Fun she is.
She's got a mouth, and she knows how to articulate that fine line between credible medical jargon and being a little bit, shall we say,
flaky.
Not flaky. No, I would never say that word with her. Let's just say adventurous.
Okay. All right.
But she said that she was nauseated for a few hours as a result of both of them.
Did
the second one wasn't as bad as the first. But look, you know, for the damn thing to work, it's got to do something. I mean, it isn't just, you know, magic. It does stuff. Things happen inside.
Have you had yours? I forgot whether you had.
No, I have not. I have not. I will soon, obviously.
Yeah, right.
All right, so let's get back to this, or should
we have to pause for a moment? We do this, but it's good because we have there a lot of that does give you the examples of how you take good conversation and explore different things with the ideas that are presented in the main, if you will, the main headline, and then you can go in a lot of different directions.
So,
good talk.
Now we're
going
to take a moment to blow our nose.
Well, actually, we're going to lose some weight now. We can blow our nose later if you want, but now...
Okay, I look forward to the commercials.
Yes, okay, good. Well, if you're ready, as Michael is, to go into the world of healthy weight loss, then you'll be very interested to listen for a minute or so. If you're new to this program or new to the ideas that are put forth in some of the great advertisements, Calitrin is something I'm very happy to talk about. They've been on my programs since, it's been about 4 years now. I've been talking about getting healthy the right way, losing weight the right way. When I say the healthy way, there aren't any stimulants in Calitrin. There are no drugs in Calitrin. There's no gluten presence. You'll lose weight safely and predictably. It starts about 30 days in, 30 to 40 days in. You start, take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it goes to work. It's collagen protein and digestive enzymes that sort of are formulated to scientifically push the fat out and bring in muscle and change the contour of your body. With a little exercise, good eating, all of that stuff. It's a fabulous product and works so well in many different ways. Find out how it'll work for you by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com is their website. Use the DJV code. You'll get the BOGO deal, buy one, buy 10, buy 100, and you get equal number without having to pay for them. So you stay on the program as I have. Since I started it 4 years ago, I just stay with it because it not only keeps the weight off, but it does so many other beneficial things for your body. Check it all out. Toploss.com, again, is the website for Calitrin. And when you're checking out, get the best deal and free shipping by using the discount code DJV.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is a perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calf!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Number 3030.
All right, so we're at, maybe I won't interrupt you here with the list, the story list. We're at number 7, I think, right? Or number, which one are we at?
Oh, we're at number 8. We've worked our way from number 10 to number 8, and the show is one-third over.
All right, you've got 30 seconds.
Where did we go wrong? At number 8, we have U.S. foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations and Israel-Iran tensions. At number 7, we have the education crisis and America's mental health. Those are two topics tied at 7. We have at number 6, a tie between freedom of speech, cancel culture, censorship, and Dr. Seuss controversy. I hear music, so I'll disappear.
And that top 5 stories from Talkers Magazine coming right up here. It's 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as part of the DJV program. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen with our top stories, and we have become somewhat distracted. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not my fault.
No, it's my fault.
Yeah, it's Michael's fault.
And let's continue now with this distinguished conversation.
Please.
At number five, we have memories of CPAC from last weekend.
Right. Speaking of distinguished conversation, yeah.
And did you get a load of that Donald Trump golden calf?
Yeah.
It was made in China, you know.
That's no.
Yeah, it
was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That came out later. Right, we have CPAC, the future of the GOP, the Biden cabinet selection process, and Democratic Party politics all crunched in at number five. At number four, we have the SCOTUS voting rights case. And the real big issue lost here in the middle of number four is H.R. 1, the House Voting Rights Bill. That's going to be a major, major battle in the Senate.
Well, we need to do something. The reform part of this is the most important, not whether or not Trump lost because he was screwed. He may have been screwed out of some votes, but he didn't lose. I mean, there were more votes than I think you would think would be questioned. But the way the situation is and how it's whittled and battled around, the mail-in ballots and, you know, people using computers. You're familiar, you live in Florida part of the time. You know what the voting situation is there. I've been living off and on in Florida since 1964, and it's as much of a mess now. It's never straightened out. They have all these full-time people that are supposed to fix the voting machines, the way people vote, and it is a continuum of screw-ups.
Well, when I vote every election in Florida and I vote every election in Massachusetts, I don't find anything wrong with either
good
process.
Congratulations. I told you the story of what I did one day, didn't I?
I hope you shouldn't tell it publicly, but okay.
Well, they can't do anything about it now. This was kind of a long time ago when I was a resident of Florida. I voted absentee in Florida. It was a presidential, I think it was George Bush, the second election. I don't remember when it was, but
you were the reason that Bush beat Gore.
I voted in Massachusetts. Voted absentee in Florida. Voted in the morning in Massachusetts, got on a plane and flew to California, and I voted there as well.
And you're admitting that. So you're the reason.
You do. The reason I bring it up is because it shows you how flawed the system is, that somebody isn't able to track something as simple as that. Yeah, that's more or less. There are a few other things I've done over the years to just prove a point, but that was one of them. It's kind of fun.
There are a lot of things in our complicated society that are really amazing that we're even able to get anything done.
Exactly. Everything's
here.
When you
think about it, it's pretty amazing that anything works right.
Yeah.
And we should count our blessings that they do.
Too much government, nothing works. Okay, let's keep going here.
All right, well, okay, so that was number four. Number three, we have Andrew Cuomo under fire, and that's tied with the Me Too movement. Who would ever think we'd see the Me Too movement at number three again?
Well,
Andrew Cuomo has brought back nostalgia for one of the great movements of 2 years ago.
There's an interview that one of his assistants has done for CBS. I think it may be on 60 Minutes this weekend. Basically she claims that he trained her for sex. That's the quote from the interview. Yeah, ding.
Wow.
Ding is right.
That's right. Ding.
He's done.
Timing,
I think.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. You can take him. He's stick a fork in him. He's done.
Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Is he done?
I think he may be. All right. So let's finish out with the top two stories anyway.
We have time for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay, real quick. Number two, the economy and the stimulus debate. And number one, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, prevention, and stats.
Right.
A lot of the governors
are split on mask mandates. Alabama,
yep.
West Virginia
yep.
are keeping theirs. Masks save lives, says Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia. So that's interesting.
Still politicized. It's still political.
Oh, yeah.
Still political. Some of the governors want to gain favor with the MAGA crowd and open things
okay.
up.
Okay. How about we just do what's right? Hello, ding, ding, ding. Speaking of ding, ding, dings.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. After talks stalled out following an all-day and all-night session, Senate Democrats came to a compromise late Friday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out Democrats for taking too long.
They were in a big hurry. We started voting on the First Amendment, as Parliamentarian said, right after 11 a.m. Democratic leader held the vote open all day so they could try to figure out what was going on with their own legislation that they want to pass only with their votes.
After holding out, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said late Friday, "We have reached a compromise that enables the economy to rebound quickly while also protecting those receiving unemployment benefits from being hit with unexpected tax bill next year." Senator Manchin then voted with all 49 Republican senators early Saturday in support of Senator Rob Portman's proposal for $300 per week in additional federal unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News. The women accusing the Democratic governor of New York are speaking out.
Two of the women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment are sharing their stories. Lindsay Boylan, the first woman to accuse Cuomo of harassment, telling a reporter that she decided to go public because she wanted to be the one to tell her story. The second woman, Charlotte Bennett, sitting down with CBS News.
I thought, he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable. And I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
How did you respond to those questions?
I responded honestly. And when I was even thinking of coming forward, I think that was where I held the most shame.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
According to the Epoch Times, President Joe Biden has extended the national emergency with respect to Iran for another year. The original declaration was made by President Bill Clinton 26 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly airing of the issues of the week. According to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, you find Talkers, the list and everything at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the story list. Now we have to go through the people list to see if we can come up with a lot of interesting folks, as usual. So, Michael, please.
Yeah, we have Harry and Meghan at number 10. And we have Nicholas Sarkozy at number 9, number 8, Mike Pence, number 7, Nancy Pelosi, number 6, Andrew Cuomo, number 5, Ron Johnson, number 4, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Tate Reeves, Dr. Tony Fauci at number 3, Donald Trump at number 2, and O.J. Simpson at number, oh, wrong chart, and Joe Biden at number 1.
All right. O.J. Simpson. So,
remember when he was at the top of our chart for like 2 years?
Yeah, right, exactly. Late 90s. Okay, so Mike Pence is at number 8. There have been some whispers, and I think they were whispers, that Mike Pence, who had been a talk radio host in Indiana for a number of years, I think, wasn't he?
He might be one again.
Well, yeah, and be on in the time slot where Rush Limbaugh has been.
Oh, yeah, Pence so could be a replacement.
Well, would he... Where is he different enough? See, whoever goes in there, unfortunately, unless they're really different and take a different approach, will fail because they're not Rush. It doesn't make a difference whether they're good or not. They just are not Rush. Mm. And so under the circumstances, does Pence become a, you know, this is conjecture on the part of some. Everybody's looking around for the next stars. I love all the trades. We're always, oh, who's the next talk radio star?
Yeah, well, we don't engage in that type of
I know you
shallow.
Don't,
but, I refuse to. I mean, I'll talk to you about it here, but I'll talk to you from a perspective of maybe above or outside the fray. I don't get into that kind of stupid talk. Like, who's going to be the replacement for? There is no replacement.
There
for
isn't.
Rush.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's not even an. It's not even a conversation. Who's going to be the new George Washington? You know?
That's perfect.
What are the Jews
going to
do now? They need a new Moses.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Exactly.
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, recognize, you know, what a thing is for what it is, even though we're in the forest, you know.
You know,
take a look at it.
We're so focused on sameness. We want rubber stamps. What makes America great? What makes pop culture great? What makes these sorts of programs? The people who have done the best over the years, and you're the best, best observer of this, the people who have made a name for themselves doing conversation on the radio have been very unique, extraordinary individuals. The ones who have been the most successful do not do podcasts and yamma. I was going to name somebody, but I'm not going to because I don't need to.
You've already made enough mistakes this hour.
Yes, well, listen, that's the story. That's why people like to listen to me because I make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And I don't focus on it. I mean, real me is me.
Which is why I think Pence might be a great replacement for Rush, because whereas Rush was entertaining, provocative, very, very candid, Pence is boring and measured. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, how did he do when he was a host? He was in Indianapolis, wasn't he?
He got out of the business and ran for something lower than a host. Politics.
Yeah, right. Maybe we could wish for that with Nancy Pelosi. All right, let's keep going with our list here and see who's going where.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have no idea. Oh, Mike Pence at number 8?
We're at 7. Yeah, we're at 7.
Oh, no, we did the whole thing. I did the O.J. Simpson joke. Yeah. Was that today or was that last week?
We go through these things. So let's
we gotta stop having those mimosas and in the morning. Go on.
The number one issue, all of the items surrounding the COVID, there may be a fourth COVID wave. I think that's going to be a big one as part of this next week because Fauci's all over telling people, you know, we may have to have another, instead of 2 shots, you got to get 3.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, the vaccination rate for black Americans is half that for white people. Mm-hmm. And there's all of that political. Is that a political? How do you look at that? Is that a political discussion?
It's political, sure. It's very political. Mm-hmm. It's economic. It's cultural. All these topics tie into politics, but they also tie into popular culture. They tie into science. They tie into sociology and economics. And that's why one cannot look at all of these categories as separate entities that exist in their own bubble. This is trying to make sense out of chaos.
Yeah. It really is chaos.
Of course it is.
How do you run this stuff? And then to add to the chaos, here's a good one. At the end of the week, it became known that the factories that make syringes are way behind. So there are billions of doses of vaccines, but there aren't enough needles to stick them in your arm. So who's responsible for that? No. Who's watching that store? And how is it that all of a sudden there are not enough syringes to meet the demand? That is incredible. I mean, Fauci's all talking about all this stuff. So is there an administrator someplace that either works for Pfizer? I don't even know who makes this. They probably make the damn things in China.
That's why we need the Chinese. They make everything.
we don't need them.
Look, first of all, you got to understand that whoever expected we'd have a situation in 2021 where we need to have syringes for everybody within a few months.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, part of the whole deal of doing business, whether you're running a restaurant or a drugstore, is knowing how much inventory to keep on stock and manufacturers how much to manufacture. You don't want to make more cars than you plan to sell. You don't want to buy more lobsters for your tank than you plan to serve at dinner in a restaurant. Yeah, this is all part of planning. So who is you have to understand, of course there's going to be shortages in the various components of a massive inoculation.
There's some cars and trucks that can't be made because they can't get the chips out of the factories in China, whether that's on purpose or not, to stick them. That's another reason why we shouldn't be so damn dependent on the Chinese.
Well, that's a whole big issue, and that's a blanket statement.
By the way,
we shouldn't be dependent on the Chinese like we are, and we've got to do something about it, but it's going to be a slow turnaround because we are dependent on the Chinese.
Okay. So this week it became known. You know, I do the program, The American Family Farmer, which was actually your idea and your creation. Thank you very much. The fact that the Chinese are buying up farmland, I know there was a big to-do about somebody started looking out in the Northwest and saw that Bill Gates was buying a lot of farmland, and people saying, well, what's he doing with the farmland? Well, he's trying to help some farmers that can't afford to buy land. There's a big thing about black people can't buy land because can't borrow money, yada, yada, yada. So now it turns up this week that a survey that was started by a Missouri state legislator, he asked to find out because there were a lot of people wondering, well, who are the people buying up all this land and paying big prices for it? Well, guess what? Our friends, the Chinese government, are buying our farmland to alarming isn't even the right word for it. How we are letting them get away through Smithfield, the pork producers that they bought and control. They're buying under that name thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of farmland in America. How do you like that, boys and girls?
Any way you can get them interested in buying your farm?
I don't want to sell my farm, but
thank
you.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, maybe drive the price up a little bit. All right. So let's talk about this pandemic relief bill. Have you looked? Was the guy from was it Ron Johnson, who's a Wisconsin senator, has asked that the clerk read the 628 page bill, which has not been done before, 100,000 words, so that at least it becomes public what's in there. Which, you know, when you examine it, sort of the thing that's been discussed this week, Democrats don't want to admit it, but the Republicans have got them by the short ears on this one, because there's a lot of crap in this bill. Have you seen it?
I read it this morning before I came on the air.
Yeah. Good for you, Michael. but seriously, the subsidies for outfits, companies, entities that don't, I mean, the kind of pork. I think we started talking about this last week with we made reference to the old pork book, but this is becoming much more, and people kind of laugh about it. They think it's funny. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's also part of the way we've done business, you know, and it's also what we expect of our reps. We expect our congressmen and senators to bring back the bacon, to bring home the bacon. And it's through this earmarking or whatever they call it, you know, squeezing in little things here and there that make the grease that make the wheels turn around in terms of compromise. There is a reason why this system has evolved, but now it is proving to be really archaic in terms of dealing with the issue at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and more of it is really outrageous. Okay, in a moment, we're going to talk about where the Pope is visiting this week and where the rocket's red glare was seen. There may be a little connection there, and not for that reason. And then I want to go through what Michael has on the MH interview, 44 after the hour, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with a secret to a great night's rest. If you are having a tough time, check out your mattress topper. If you're having a tough time, check out the mattress itself. Or how about we check out your pillows? My Pillow has, they've done their homework to study sleep problems that are raging in America because of the COVID. And most of the people that you talk to say they don't like their pillows. So here's the fix. It's pretty simple. You know, sometimes simple problems have simple solutions. Go to MyPillow.com. Find out. Look at there are thousands of examples of people saying that the pillows changed their life. So get your pillow so you can fit it for yourself. You'll be raving as well. If you don't have a MyPillow, or you know somebody who doesn't, now is the time. Because for a limited time, the premium MyPillows are at the lowest price they've ever been. You can save $40 on a queen-size premium MyPillow right now at MyPillow.com. Check out the sheets, the pillows, all the good stuff, the towels at MyPillow.com. Make sure you get the best bargain for yourself by using the discount code DJV. Okay, time now for the People List from Talkers Magazine for this week, first week of March. Doug Steffen here. Well, I'm not on the top 10 list. Here are the people who are. At number 10, Harry and Meghan, you know, the former royals. Who are in, I don't know whether they're in hot water or not. I think Meghan's got the little starch and she says, I'm tired of all this stuff and I'm not going to take it anymore. Number 9, Nicolas Sarkozy. Number 8, Mike Pence has come back to the list again. And number 7, Nancy Pelosi. It'd be kind of nice if she was off the list. Andrew Cuomo, trying to dig himself out of his own messes. Number 6, Ron Johnson. Another guy who's dealing with some messes. Number 5, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott tied. Number 3 is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Trump is number 2. And Dr. Biden is number one. Actually, Dr. Biden is the wife, so I probably shouldn't say that. Joe Biden, president of these here United States, number one on the people list here, according to research done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
We're living in a time like no other.
All doctors to the ER.
That's why we have to rely on each other and those on the front lines. Whether battling COVID-19, enacting social justice, or putting a spotlight on education and healthcare equity. It's time to hear from industry leaders and those in a position to create change. Find the Women in Government podcast everywhere podcasts are available or visit womeningovernment.org.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. The charts for the week of March 1st to the 5th now. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At number 10, Mr. Sarkozy has been convicted of corruption. There's a lot of focus on that and Russian relations as well. That's kind of number 8. Number 9 is space exploration, the story of the new space hotel. Number 7, our mental health picture in America since the crisis began. Number 6, continuing focus on our freedom of speech debate, including focus on Dr. Seuss's books. The CPAC event, number 5, the Supreme Court voting rights case. That's very interesting because the House was voting on some voting rights stuff as well this week. Andrew Cuomo and his problems, number 3. The economy and how we stimulate it. What are you going to get for a check from the government? Number 2. And COVID is number 1, as you might expect. All right, so there they are, the top 10 items this week from Talkers at Talkers.com. All right, moving back into our fold here quickly. It seems like the Pope is visiting Iraq at the same time they're getting shelled, or they're shelling others. When he was in, probably no connection there, Michael, right?
I have no idea. I don't
Pope's
know.
Post not in charge of bombing.
Connection.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pope should be careful where he goes. Everybody should be careful where they go.
That's very true. That's a good subject matter for another discussion. Yeah, all right, let's check out what's going on. I've gone to talkers.com, where you can also find the connection to the Michael Harrison interview. Who are we talking about?
This week, we at a deference to the memory of Rush Limbaugh, this remarkable recording that we are playing as this week's podcast, last week's podcast, we're keeping it in the top spot for this extra week. Because if people are fans of talk radio and people are fans of Rush Limbaugh or just interested, you've got to listen to this thing. It's me talking to him 31 years ago. And I ask him, you know, I wasn't yet what I was to become, and he wasn't yet what he was to become, and we're just starting Talkers, and he had just started his radio show. And we're talking about the future of the show, Talkers, and talk radio, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's a mind-blower if you're interested in the subject of talk radio and Rush Limbaugh. So I implore you folks, you know, I don't normally hype that heavily, but this one is really good. MHinterview.com.
The two of them go hand in hand, frankly. Certainly modern talk radio goes hand in hand with the success, the career of Limbaugh.
Yep.
So Anyway, that's why this is valuable. MHinterview.com. Find the list, the charts, at talkers.com as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Professor Wiseman from Bethlehem University, also one of the leading experts on scams. He could be a professor of that as well. Doctor of Law, a Doctor of Philosophy. Well, he's got all kinds of tags at the end of his name. But one of the things for sure, he has lots to say, and we are interested in what he has to say. It's kind of like Eve Hutton. When Steve Wiseman talks, people listen. You can use that if you want. You can take that to some one of your lectures and say, hey, the guy on the radio I'm with says that you guys should be listening to me like everybody listened to Eve Hutton. All right, yep. Legal interpretations of various things on the countdown story list. Andrew Cuomo. He's not going to resign. He's apologizing. Can some of these women chase him around a little bit in court?
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. At this point, they are allegations, but it is kind of distressing that they come one after another and after another, which is, you know, a pattern in the past, because a lot of women who have been sexually harassed, they're afraid to come forward, particularly when it's a prominent person. And when one does, others come forward. It's not a particularly opportune time for Governor Cuomo, too, because it appears that his administration purposefully reported undercounts as far as the virus deaths in nursing homes. So these things take a lot of time. He's not going to roll over, and therefore the process is going to continue. And as we've seen with allegations against former President Trump, these things will drag out for years, but perhaps not so in this case.
Just another cheap politician, kind of sad because his father, Mario Cuomo, had such a great reputation and he sullied it.
He was, I just was such a huge fan of Mario Cuomo. Yeah. I still remember a really eloquent speech he gave at a Democratic National Convention. And I had generally been a supporter, not always, of Cuomo's position. Yeah. I thought he had been doing a good job with COVID, but it was really distressing to learn that they had misreported the figures.
And his brother Chris on CNN, nothing special either. All right,
well,
that's
interesting.
My
at least his brother said he won't interview his brother on this.
Yeah. The brother won't talk to the brother. Okay, let's get to the Supreme Court and the voting rights case. Can you sort of separate this out for us, make some sense of what's going on?
Well, you
HR1,
know, it is
et cetera?
Kind of, yeah, it's interesting in the sense that there have been and there continue to be efforts in Congress to do this, to strengthen the ability of people to vote. But quite frankly, there are a lot of people in power who do better when fewer people do vote. And so more and more restrictions come in. And this is something, you know, we see this with a lot of laws. When a law gets passed, including or a Supreme Court decision, like in Roe versus Wade, and they make the abortion decision, there will be people who don't like that decision and will try and find little chinks in the armor to poke at to reduce it. And, you know, this is something that indeed it's a Supreme Court that is probably receptive to a narrow reading of the law. So I think it's somewhat in danger, although we'll see what the various states do. And, you know, even then, when you've got federal legislation, that federal legislation can sometimes be watered down by the states when they, because voting essentially is a state matter.
Would you explain for a moment the difference or the connection that there is between the whole business of the Supreme Court and what they have to do voting? I mean, looking at these different bills that are before the Supreme Court, and then the Attorney General. We've got an Attorney General. I think the bottom line question is, what's its relationship, the Attorney General Department, to the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, it's a great question. And, you know, here again, the Attorney General is the Attorney General of the United States. He is not necessarily the Attorney General of the President. And so quite often where they may be aligned, that it's understandable. But in the past, I don't think Donald Trump understood that distinction and often felt that they were there to serve him. They're not. It is an independent organization, as is the Supreme Court. The Attorney General is not an agent of the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is not an agent of the others. But when they're both all working independently well, the system works at its best.
I noticed we have a few seconds left. The court has made deportation easier for some immigrants. I think that'll be an interesting thing for us to follow, and I don't really understand it. I need you to explain it, but we don't have time now. So remind me. I'll be the boss. I'll remind you next week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.